Welcome, everybody, to A Week Late Podcast, the first ever A Week Late Retro. My name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489. This is the second ever minisode, but the first ever Week Late Retro in which we decided to review movies that are no longer in theaters. And anytime we review a movie that's not in theaters, we decided to call it a retro episode. We did a Netflix episode in which Aaron Bond gave us a mockumentary review. We haven't done one since, so we figured it was time. And since we'll be watching Wrath of the Titans, I wanted to do a quick review on Clash of the Titans, since I hadn't yet seen it. This episode is going to be separate than Wrath of the Titans. However, it may be released after we review the Clash of the Titans. It'll probably be the first episodes that aren't released in sequential order, but because of production times, we were going to make it one long episode. This is like the fourth introduction I've recorded for this episode because we haven't figured out how we're going to post it up just yet. In this, I had given my expectations of the movie are medium to high. This is the first time I've ever recorded an intro for a movie after I've seen it, but I did record one before this that I recorded before I watched the movie, and even saying it is confusing me. So I had to re-record an intro for the retro episode because the stuff I was talking about was referring to an extended episode that we're no longer putting together. This is going to be a standalone episode. Mr. Jason Kryptik is not here, but he will be joining me later on in the day for us to watch Wrath of the Titans. So I wanted to get Clash out of the way first. My expectations were middle of the road to high, and you'll see in the second portion, Kryptik wasn't there, but I was able to sort of throw my brother under the bus last minute. He watched the movie with me. We got to do a little bit of some tech reviews. I meant to review the BlackBerry Playbook. I don't think I sneak it in at the end there. We did more of a, he has a 47-inch Vizio HD TV that we watched it on. We reviewed that. The BlackBerry Playbook that we were watching the actual movie off of connected to the Vizio. My brother was actually controlling the Playbook from his phone, which is very cool. You could pause, fast forward, rewind. He did mention that it was an upgrade in the app because the first version didn't work too well, so I just wanted to get that little review out of the way before you guys listen to the second portion and us rating the Clash of the Titans movie. So in this episode, you'll also hear Jason and I. I'm going to include an outtake of something that we never do, which is plan out our weeks or our episodes. It's getting to the point where we're actually needing to have some sort of structure. I hope our fans out there won't like us any less for going back on our promise to be lazy and uninformed and unprepared. But it's taking on a life of its own, and what you'll hear is probably a good 15 to 20 minutes of us not knowing what the hell we're doing. It was supposed to be the intro for the Clash of the Titans or the Wrath of the Titans episode, but we just kept talking about video games and stuff, and we never got around to recording the first part of Actually, no, it was supposed to be the first part of the Hunger Games review, in which we talk about the upcoming weeks for Clash of the Titans and Wrath of the Titans and how we're supposed to post those episodes. So it's a little unfair that I'm re-recording the intro because I've already seen Clash of the Titans at this point. I had not seen Wrath of the Titans, like I mentioned earlier. But my brain won't let me watch a sequel without first seeing the original. So you'll get to hear the review for Clash of the Titans on a week late retro podcast part 2. See you then. Thanks. Also, one more thing before I let you guys listen to the second portion. At the very end of the Clash of the Titans review, I'm so incredibly tired and worn out that I keep referring to the next episode as the Clash review, but you guys are already listening to that right now. So forgive me. It was a long weekend. I still have yet to do some more recording and some more movie watching, trying to put these shows together willy-nilly, if you will. But I do mean to say Wrath of the Titans at the end of the second portion. Hopefully it doesn't confuse you more than I already have. So, yeah, just needed to get that out of the way. All right, thanks, bye. Okay, after much litigation and time warping, welcome back to the first ever week late retro podcast in which we review movies that are no longer in the theater or no one really cares about anymore, I guess. The first one was done. First of all, my name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489. As you know from the first part, Jason is not with me. But for the second part, I do have my brother, who's been talked about a lot on the podcast, but is with us for the first time ever. Say hello, David.
Hello.
I ended up acquiring, so we couldn't call it a Netflix episode, as I've mentioned a few times in the various intros we have for this particular episode. We were going to do this one in two separate episodes, but it's Saturday night, and I'm just now getting around to watching Clash of the Titans, no thanks to Netflix, because it's not on there anymore. Instead of red-boxing it or going to Walmart or Blockbuster or whatever, I'm not going to say exactly how I obtained it, but we ended up watching the whole thing in HD. We could actually throw a couple of different tech reviews in this because we watched it on a... What size is your TV? The Vizio?
46.
We watched it on the 46-inch HD Vizio.
Ish.
Which has great picture quality. And shitty speakers. So,
I concur.
It took away from the experience a little bit because he does have like a surround sound. But long story short, we couldn't like entirely redo his surround sound system for us to listen to it in its full 5.1 glory. But we made do with the TV speakers, which were shite. But for the most part. Anyway, in other words, it was supposed to be the mini-sode Netflix review episode 2, but it's neither a mini-sode nor a Netflix review. As a matter of fact, instead of doing it in two separate episodes, you're getting one big-ass Clash of the Titans / Wrath of the Titans review. So, let's get into it. The reason I say we're going to do a tech review is because I had to figure out a way to get the movie off of a thumb drive onto a laptop and transfer it to a playbook, which is BlackBerry device that we spoke about earlier. Jason and I were talking about how BlackBerry let us down because we submitted the podcast to, as a matter of fact, my brother was one of the ones who helped me get the whole,
try to get your whole thing submitted
to the BlackBerry network, I guess you want to call it.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in myself.
It's weird because you figure the expanding market, like BlackBerry versus iPhone or BlackBerry versus
Android.
Nokia or Android, any one of those, any of the above.
They're losing the battle, by the way. But who isn't against the iPhone?
But which is why they should be open to accepting more content, to getting more people to get on their podcast networks.
Bad business.
I don't know, whatever. And the worst thing about that was, and we mentioned it before, is that they gave us three possible reasons why they wouldn't accept our podcast but wouldn't tell us which one it was, therefore not enabling us to fix the problem because we don't know what it is to fix.
Very vague, the way
yeah,
they came out with that.
Very strange. So, but anyway, since it's going to be somewhat of a longer podcast, I kind of want to get this one out of the way. It's been kind of a pain in the butt, but here we go. So, my expectations going into the movie were middle to high, mostly because of what I've heard of the movie. I mentioned in the first section that there were maybe some complaints about CG or 3D, the use of 3D in this movie. I'm going to go ahead and say because of minus one scene, the CG in this movie was spectacular. I mean, we weren't watching it on a 3D TV or anything. And as far as reviewing tech as the Vizio goes, the TV itself, like I said, amazing picture. Crappy
sound quality, not so much.
Sound quality, crappy speakers. These days, most people hook up their big screens to surround sounds and theater systems anyway, so I can understand why an emerging tech company wouldn't necessarily focus on the audio portion of their equipment necessarily being the thing that wows people. Vizio is known for being affordable. You know, as far as specs are concerned, when you're talking 1080i or 1080p, those are all specs that are being met by HD standards, and 1080 is 1080. You know,
and it's LCD 120 hertz.
So they have that. So it's a little bit newer. The refresh rate's up there. I didn't have any problems with the video at all. I think the problems we did have were on the audio, and as far as the playbook sync, I think for to correct Jason, he said the first movie wasn't over an hour and 20. It's actually close to an hour and 40 minutes. I think it was an hour 36 after it's all said and done with the credits from beginning to end. So it's a good length movie. The dialogue's great. Liam Neeson's awesome in it. I would have liked to see more of him, but from what I understand, since the second one came out, he's way more in the second one than in the first. So for those people that haven't seen it, it has Sam Worthington from Avatar. He's done some other movies since then. All of them escape me now. But what happens is at the beginning of the movie, there's sort of this astral landscape in which they're sort of explaining the gods and pretty much a bickering that happens within the family. And so the children of the gods strike a deal,
somehow with each other to create a monster called the Kraken that's powerful enough to wipe out the parents of the children of the gods, correct? That's
the
pretty much what happened.
The gist of it, yeah. It follows a lot of Greek mythology.
Yeah, this is great for people that like sci-fi. It's really not sci-fi at all. It's like mythology, just like you said. It's Greek mythology. So you have Sam Worthington's character, who is Perseus, who is the direct... spoilers are going to abound in this one. There's no way to talk about Clash of the Titans or Wrath of the Titans without talking about spoilers. So clearly, since this is a retro episode and we're talking about a movie that's over a year old, you're going to hear probably spoilers and then some. It's kind of strange because pretty much what starts the whole Clash of the Titans, which is a really good title for this movie, because it's exactly that. They're just Titans, you know, people within the godlike family are just fighting each other. Because what happens is Zeus tricks Poseidon's wife into thinking that he himself is Poseidon, right?
Yes.
And then...
impregnates her.
Rapes her. Gets her pregnant. And she is a mortal human being. So now you have an offspring of a god mixed with a mortal that creates Perseus, who is technically the bastard stepchild of Poseidon, the ocean god, right? The water guy. It's one of these things where the main character has to step up, and instead of fighting on the side of the gods, because technically he is part god, the mortals call on him to help them fight their battle.
Which is what he wanted in the first place, because his family was killed by Hades.
Oh, that's a very good point.
So he was not on the god side.
The whole thing with Perseus is that he struggles to fight his origins once he knows where he's from, because the gods are the same people that killed his mortal family, the people that actually raised him as a human. Because up until then, he didn't know he was a god. I'm glad you said that, because that's crucial to the whole storyline. So they pretty much fight. The whole thing is Perseus getting a sort of crew, sort of Lord of the Rings style,
right,
and figuring out what he has to do to kill the Kraken once it's released. So Hades comes up and challenges mortals after their uprising against the gods, and they have to figure out how to either conform to Hades' wishes, which are in turn obliging those of Zeus, because all the gods are working together against the mortals so that they can remain on top and not lose their power against the uprising. So that's pretty much the gist of it. I can see how great this movie can be if the 3D was utilized correctly, but from what I heard in the theater is that it wasn't, and people were complaining a lot about the 3D. So I don't think the CG was bad at all.
I agree. I don't think for a minute that it was cheesy or overdone or even underdone.
Yeah.
I think it was high quality CG.
Since we weren't watching it in 3D, I can't knock it for the 3D, but I can see how good it would be in 3D. But if it was done badly, I can see how that would turn people off completely to the movie in the first place. If you... I know you didn't have like a sort of beginning, but if you had to rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 10, because you hadn't seen this movie going into it either.
No, I've never seen it before.
We actually have a rating from 0 to 11D.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that 11D is actually 10. So if you're going to give it like a 7, maybe give it a 6, because it's not getting an 11D. But I mean, give it whatever you want. Actually, in this particular case for the retros, we can do either a 5-star rating, because the first episode we did like this was a Netflix review, and Bond gave it a 0 out of 5 stars. So we could either do 0 out of 5 or...
I think we should do that scale, I guess.
I guess. I don't know, since it's...
Can you do the half scale type of thing, or 3/4? Because...
Yeah, I'm loose on that.
It was like a, you know...
I guess it's fair to do it out of 5, old school rating systems. If this were on Netflix and you got one of those emails after you watched the movie and it said, how good was this, you know, what would you rate this movie and would you recommend it to friends, what would you give it?
I wouldn't give it a perfect score. I think it was good.
I think it was really good too.
You know, I'm partial to anything, you know, Liam Neeson is in.
Yeah. Even though
he wasn't in enough of it. And this time it was more of like a background, setting up the story for the next one kind of thing, or kind of filling you in on the Greek mythology story if you didn't know anything about it.
But in all fairness, I don't think they knew they were going to make a second one.
Maybe they didn't, but they sure, you know, I mean, Greek mythology, you can make 100 movies out of it.
Yeah.
There's so much infighting and incest and all kinds of rape. And I mean, those Greeks had something going there.
Yeah.
They
love their food and their sex.
Yeah, I would give it like a 3 3/4, maybe a close to a 4, because overall it was highly entertaining. You know, there was enough mix of, you know, action and violence mixed with a little bit of, and not so much dialogue, because sometimes dialogue can get a little boring, especially with those British accents they have, and, you know.
It's funny, because most of them had British accents,
yeah,
and they were supposed to be, like, in the Roman era.
Yeah, it's always like that.
It's
even
so strange.
Off, completely off. I mean, look at the HBO Rome series. Everyone had a British accent. It's just
bizarre.
the way the film industry does it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good film. I enjoyed it, even though we had interruption after interruption.
Yeah, this movie, like I said, it was probably like an hour and 36 minutes. It probably took us 4 hours to watch it. I am going to go ahead and say that this movie gets a solid 4.5 out of 5 for me. The CG was great. I like the characters. The only reason it doesn't get a perfect score for me is because, like we mentioned, there wasn't enough Liam Neeson in it. Again, the CG was great. I really liked the Pegasus, or as we coined it, in multiple Pegasus in a group are called Pegasi. And the Pegasi in this movie looked amazing.
And he was equal opportunity Pegasi.
There were four white Pegasi,
yeah,
and one black.
Yeah, so he was outnumbered, but he was the most powerful.
And the black one was the biggest and the strongest and the best. So I don't know if that's like racism among Pegasi, but it should be noted. If anything, it just gets him like an extra quarter point for racism.
equal opportunity
racist among Pegasus horses. The only problem I have with the CG in this movie was when Medusa came about. But as soon as I attacked it, I defended it. Medusa doesn't exist, nor do Pegasus. So whenever you're making something look real that doesn't exist, it has to kind of look fake. There's a term for it we've talked about a couple of times. It's called the Uncanny Valley. And during the first... That's when your brain and your eyeballs want to recognize it as something that exists in real life, but you know for a fact that it doesn't. So it's sort of weird for us to see like walking Chucky dolls, because it crosses this human, non-human road.
And quite frankly, I thought she wasn't as ugly as she should be portrayed. I mean,
she had a gorgeous face.
Right,
they always say Medusa's hideous and disgusting, but she, I would bang the shit out of her, even with the bottom of her snake body. I don't know if that makes me, like, half gay or whatever.
No, it's you're like one of those guys that likes the, you know, the chicks with the snakes around their neck.
Yeah, but she has snakes in her hair, and they're alive, and her looking at you, I don't think it's, I don't know, that's weird, because they always do that. They say, oh, she's hideous, but she's gorgeous. Why wouldn't you want to look at her?
Yeah.
But then she has snakes for hair, so that's kind of disgusting. Yeah, so this movie, I mean, I'm really excited now to see Clash of the Titans tomorrow. And, of course, through the magic of time-warping podcast magic, you're going to hear this all probably within the span of an hour and a half or so, maybe two, if it goes long enough. Yeah, so I guess together this movie probably gets about a 4.5. Maybe, like a 4.25?
Average it out, yeah, sure.
So there it is. What I said before about the new graphic won't matter now because this is going to be a full episode, but maybe I'll post it just to show you guys what it looks like. My battery's dying, and I'm still recording, so I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight. We're going to do some more movie watching. And try to catch up on some stuff. Check us out on Facebook. We got a new Facebook URL. It's facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast. Hit us up on Twitter. We are at A Week Late. I am at analysis489. Special thanks to my brother, and his girlfriend was in the background, but she didn't really say anything. Congratulations to them. They're getting married soon.
Woo-hoo!
And, I guess that's it.
And I'm not cool enough to have a Twitter account, so...
Yeah, if you... Oh! I don't know. How do they... I don't know if they would want to get a hold of you. If you have any questions for them or any...
You can find us on Facebook. If you're friends with Analysis, you might be able to get through to me.
My personal Twitter is at Analysis489, and we'll see you guys for the next segment, which is the Clash of the Titans review. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry this is all convoluted. This is what happens when you don't plan or sit down and write anything. And that's it. I'm going to stop talking because my battery is going to die. So do that. Aweeklate.com, VetEntertainment.com. We'll catch you for Clash of Titans coming up next. Thanks. Bye. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, all I can say is...
that you hate me, I don't care about my feelings.
All
right, let me tell you what happened to the first one, okay?
I know, I mean, okay, so this is what we'll do.
Perseus,
I'll leave work on Wednesday, and I'll come straight here, and we can watch it.
Which one? Clash.
Clash. And then we'll release that one on Sunday. And we'll watch Wrath on Sunday.
And record it. Then release it the following Sunday.
And then release it the following Sunday. That way we're kind of one up.
That will be... It's going to be like 6 weeks late at that point, though. It's going to be super... It came out like 2 weeks ago. So it might even be in theaters.
Here's what we'll do. Wednesday, will Netflix Clash.
Why don't we see Clash today? I mean, not see Clash today. Why don't we see Wrath today and then see Clash on Wednesday? Then
because it's backwards for me.
Release them both. Yeah, but they're...
There's nothing that you're going to say that's going to sway me from not watching them
in order. The movie's not really any different from... It doesn't really matter what order you watch it.
I had this conversation with one of our new fans the other day.
I get it. It was something like Lord of the Rings. Like you don't watch Two Towers.
I know. But I had this conversation with one of our fans the other day, and she mentioned... I just lost my thought.
you said something that reminded me of a conversation I had. About movies.
The timeline doesn't matter in this particular series.
Oh, the fact that this is a sequel to an original series that never had a sequel. Is that right? Clash of Titans was that stop-motion animation with the skeletons back in the day, like Jason and the Argonauts. Am
mm-hmm.
I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same shit or am I wrong? Same shit. So, really,
they made
a sequel to a movie that originally didn't have one. And she was asking me, you know, who does that? I go, well, they did it with Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11, if I'm not mistaken, was one book. And they made, what, four movies out of the fucking thing? So, you know, they've done it to that. Now, it's the only reason this can't happen is me. It's my fault.
It's not your fault.
Because I can't make myself do that. I don't know why. I can't watch them out of sequence.
I understand.
It breaks my brain.
I understand. I mean, I've seen movies out of sequence, but
I have a really hard time going back and playing previous Assassin's games because the storyline is set in my head right now. And if I go back and change something or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's extra information that I have to plug in and, like, make room.
It's hitting me for, like, Mass Effect. If I go back and play the first one, I know what happened in the second one.
Yeah, because you played the second one before you played the first one, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
I do. Mass Effect 3 apparently has the worst ending of all time, which I talked about last podcast, I believe.
So do you want to do this? Okay, Wednesday, I come over, we watch Clash. Sunday, we watch Wrath and release it. We release two on the same day?
Could, I guess. We watch Clash today, even.
We're talking about this shit. We don't even know if it's available anymore on Netflix. You want to check that first?
I got lighting now, son.
Oh.
I downloaded, like, it's 10 minutes.
We're recording. Legally.
Recording?
Legally downloading.
Really recording?
Yeah.
Really recording now?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yes, we are.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was going to do an intro, but we just kept talking about Clash.
Oh, well, okay. So why don't we?
So I'm just going to throw this in the Clash episode or the Wrath episode because that's all we've been talking about.
It's an outtake. I had no idea that we were even recording.
I thought we were going to stop talking about.
We don't stop talking about. So what we can do today, we can watch Clash and come right in the Wrath if you want. Do like a 2-for-1. We got time.
We should still do one for Hunger Games.
Just to appeal to the masses? I would say. Or to, would that be conforming?
It would be conforming.
Because I don't want to see it.
Here's what happened.
You don't want to see it. You might want to see it.
I actually do want to see it because Wes Bentley is in it.
It looks like a chick who shoots a bow and arrow at some type of event.
Yes.
This doesn't look very exciting. Because I don't like, I'm not sexist, but I don't like female leads. Looks like Laura Croft or something.
Right.
But speaking of which, the new main character in the Prototype 2 game.
I saw that. It's a black dude.
Is a black male. Now, there's some hate going on with that.
Oh my god, really?
There's some hate because there's not too many black leads in video games because, as you know, most of the world is either white or Asian.
I don't know because I never picked up Prototype.
Because, well, no, I mean,
I know
in our real world, most of, you know, like Russia, Japan, Europe, you know, like they're all white,
right?
For you know,
for the most part, right?
So the only people that you know, like you go to the Bronx or something like that, which they can't afford cancer anyway. But I'm just saying
You
have,
dude, you gotta start picking different cities, man. I got family there.
You know, the Bronx, I love the Bronx. So,
oh my god,
I've been there.
Okay, so I think you're right. This is probably going to be an outtake or something we're going to put at the end of one of the shows because, A, this was supposed to be a show.
Yeah.
B, this is the most planning we've ever done for the show. Ever.
Planning.
Ever. We actually have, like, scheduling happening now.
I would think it would be cool to watch them both on the same day. Like,
I would love that.
Let's just do it today. Watch the first one. Watch second, because the second one's short, I hear. It's like an hour and 20 minutes, so like it's super short. Hunger Games is like over 2.5 hours long. So like we can actually squeeze in two movies in the time that we can actually get there. Do the show for Hunger Games. Record the show for Hunger Games. It'll be the same amount of time.
Yeah, but I still really want to do Hunger Games.
We can do it next week because it just came out.
This is the third week it's in.
No, it can't be.
Yeah, it is.
So it came out like last Friday.
Because they didn't want to release it the same week as Clash or Wrath.
Wrath of Tits.
So it was Hunger Games, Wrath, and whatever came out this week.
Which is not important.
Which I don't even know. I don't think anything did. Nothing big dropped.
American Reunion came out.
Big deal.
Which I kind of want to see.
I don't care.
Not as a show.
I don't care at all for
I've seen the first one only.
It is
American
different
Pie.
Like, American Pie became the new National Lampoon.
Right.
After, like, the third one, it was like American Pie presents. Like,
it's
no. No, don't do that. Like,
I didn't
what
see
the
it.
Hell?
I didn't even subject myself to it.
The only ones I saw were the sequels, all the main American Pie movies, not the American Pie Presents ones.
No.
And it's just like it's the same shit over and over again.
See, that's why I'm kind of excited though, because I've only seen the first one.
For you, it might be cooler.
So like they're all younger, and now to see them all back again, especially after watching Lily from
American Wedding was actually pretty funny.
I didn't see that either.
That was pretty funny.
Well, I've been watching How I Met Your Mother, and you know, like the chick from American Pie is on there.
Yeah.
And I'm like a huge fan of her now. So to see her go back in that role again.
Oh, cool.
Could be.
Yeah.
But.
All right, so let's figure this out, because we haven't even started recording a show, and we have like 45 minutes. I really want to do Hunger Games, but we can do Clash today and do a show, and then Sunday go see Wrath.
Today is Sunday.
Next Sunday, go see Wrath.
Combo it.
The thing is, if we do that, both of those movies are 2 hours apiece.
No. The second one's barely over, like, an hour and 20 minutes.
Really?
Yes. And apparently there's no storyline whatsoever in the second one, from what I've been hearing.
Well, then what's the point? If you already know that, what's the whole...
I like Greek mythology / action.
Yeah.
On a... Plus they have the Cyclops up in this bitch, like walking around the woods.
I'm interested to see Hunger Games because we don't know anything about it, and it might surprise us. It might be really good.
We could do that then.
We can either watch Clash separately, or we can do this.
I've seen Clash about 10 times.
Okay. Maybe I'll do a Netflix review on my own. Release it on Wednesday, since we skipped last week. Give it like a one during the week, and then. We'll have three shows in 1 week to make up for one lost one. We do Hunger Games today.
Sunday.
Do a Netflix Clash solo for me. It'll be like an Aaron Bond episode, but separate. It'll be like a 30-minute one, just real quick in and out. And then we'll go see Wrath on Sunday.
We can do that.
Does that work?
If it's still in theaters.
It'll be in theaters still.
It'll be in the Adult Theater.
It's only the second week.
If not, it'll be in the
Adult
Theater, so it'll be good.
It's only week two. That movie's going to make so much money that they're not going to take it out anytime soon.
No.
So, all right.
We'll see the Hunger Pie, and then...
All right, I'm going to stop this, because this was supposed to be the intro for the Hunger Games.
This was good.